Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, we got to have a theme song every week. Like we said, Big Al Mack, you're up this week.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right. Crap, you caught me way off guard, dude. Gray Drake Movies, Gray Drake Movies.
That's a good one.
Something.
No, it was terrible.
Something. Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is joining us to talk about what movies are coming out this weekend and if they're worth your dollar. Hi, Gray Drake.
Hello. I feel like Big Al was doing some Bach level stuff right there. Yeah. That was was beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Gray.
Yes, you're welcome. Listen, anytime that somebody's singing and putting my name in anything, I'm a fan of it.
So. All right.
So we have a treat for the ladies this 4th of July, right, Gray?
We do.
Yeah, we sure do. We got Alexander Skarsgård without a shirt on, my ladies.
Yay!
This guy.
He's Tarzan, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I love him. I love Margot Robbie. I love Christoph Waltz.
So you're going to love this movie because there's plenty of them in it. And even though I thought that Alexander Skarsgård was kind of playing his character from True Blood a little bit, except as like a shirtless dude swinging through the trees in the jungle, this movie's aight.
Aight.
Yeah, I mean, they've told Tarzan so many times.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So the question on everybody's mind is, did we need a new version of Tarzan? And the movie doesn't really answer the question. It's like, take some twists and turns, some story beats that you haven't seen in versions of Tarzan. But it's not really enough to make this like a spectacular film. Although I do recommend that if you are of legal age, you have a cocktail that you bring into a theater legally, and you take a drink every time that he nuzzles a lion.
Okay.
Are you going to walk out wasted?
Yes, you are, because it really happens a lot, like a strange amount. And there's a lot of lion nuzzling in this movie.
Good to know.
The only person you didn't mention, Jenna, is the great Samuel L. Jackson, who is the only character in the film. I can't figure out why he's in this movie.
He's in every movie. I thought it was just a given.
Exactly. And that's sort of the only reason that he's in it. He's awesome. That's it. Period. So... I got the feeling that, you know how gorillas have really been taking a hit in the news lately? They've acted poorly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like, the gorilla's publicist was like, listen, guys, you really got to jump on this Tarzan opportunity and turn everybody around, okay? Because the gorillas are not too bad in the movie. The effects are very good. And I think that this is the movie with the widest appeal of all the releases. But once again, the best review that I could give it is,
How's it doing on the tomato meter?
Oh, it's being brutalized, you guys. It is 28% rotten.
It's more like, it's
Yeah, I just don't, you know, I was invited to a screening and I was kind of like not really enthused about going. No. I just didn't go.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
And I think that a lot of America is going to be like you, unfortunately, because it's just we're not really that excited about Tarzan anymore because we've seen it a gajillion times.
Yeah.
So they tried real hard. Some things are cool, but
all right.
What else we got this weekend, Gray?
Well, for anybody that really wants to see some crazy gratuitous violence,
oh, that's me.
Oh, of course.
What you got?
We have The Purge Election Year.
Yeah, the patriotic horror movie.
Right. And so these movies are about a night in a futuristic America where murder and horrible things are legal.
Right.
Okay?
For one day.
And it's a very simple premise that has spawned movies that there's not a lot to them, but somehow they're very satisfying because they're making something of a statement without feeling like they're trying to preach to you, right?
Right.
So they end up being way more interesting than they should be, and it's about 65% fresh, and for the third movie in a series, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's surprising.
And the third one is, this one's a kids movie that's coming out this weekend, right? The big Correct. Friendly Giant?
Yeah, that's what BFG stands for, everybody, so memorize it, okay? Big Friendly Giant.
I've
seen this preview a bunch. I still have no idea what it's about.
Yeah, this one's a kind of a weird sell. So it's Steven Spielberg's latest film, and it's based on a book by Roald Dahl. And there's a little girl, Sophie, and she's an orphan, and she meets a huge giant who comes into her town, and every night he deals with children's dreams, and he gives them good dreams. And the BFG takes her to Giant Land, and together they become best friends, and they cook up a plan to get rid of all the mean, horrible giants in the world. Mm-hmm. And the effects are beautiful. It's really a lovely movie. It's going to remind adults of Steven Spielberg's better children's films like E.T., right? And it's not fantastic. It doesn't hit the mark on every level, but I think your kids will find it very magical, and as an adult, you will find it charming.
Great, Drake. Thank you for joining us. You have a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Thank you, you guys. I'm going to go pick out the mask that I'm going to wear in The Purge. I think it's going to be a panda.
Oh, panda. Are you going anywhere for 4th of July?
No, thank God. I get to stay home and relax by a body of water. I'm really excited.
Yay. Very cool.
The perks of living in California, huh?
Woo! It's going to be amazing. Malibu coconut rum at my house.
Bye, Gray Drake.
Bye, Gray.
Bye, everybody. Happy 4th.
You too.
Save me a lot of money this weekend. Yeah.
I was thinking about the big freaking giant or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah, BFG.
Yeah, BFG.
I do the same thing. I want to say freaking because that's what BFG is. Why I always,
BFD,
yeah.
I get confused with BFE, but that's different.
That's way different.
That's explaining my location.
Even worse. Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, there she is, Kelly Raspberry walking into the studio looking right.
She is looking skinny.
Looking right.
A July 7th diet plan.
Oh.
It went well.
You look good, Kelly.
You know what? We just decided it is what it is. Right. Alan and I both decided it is what it is.
Hello, I'm Alan.
You know, since we started dating, he's lost 15 pounds.
Oh, he has? Well, he was already.
How does it make you feel? You go out to eat so much.
How does it make you feel?
Good.
What? They say it's easier for guys to lose weight.
He said as long as I always weigh less than him, it's fine. I'm like, you better stop losing weight.
We got part-time Justin in studio.
Hello. Hi.
You look very patriotic today.
Thank you. I feel like Mr. Liberty in here.
Mm-hmm. You're dressed the part because...
I got the stripes.
Justin went out on the streets to celebrate America's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked some...
I asked people questions, trivia, if they knew how well they knew America.
Now, are these the questions you ran through me and Kelly?
Yes, I did. I asked you and Kelly, and y'all both got them right.
Yay.
But the only two people I didn't get around was Jenna and Big Al.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Well, if I got them all right, I'm sure Jenna gets them.
Yeah, Jenna probably got them right.
What are you trying to say?
What
are you trying to say?
Oh, you want to see if you would get them right?
You're just going to assume okay. Jenna gets them right, but you're not going to assume I get them right?
We're going to play along. Al, you could answer the questions
all
as right. we go through this.
Okay. And for
now, you're sticking your neck out. Al, they've been fine. You go first, then, or if I know it, I'll just hold off for you to answer.
Because there are things that we should all know that if you go on the streets and you ask, people don't know.
They should know.
Like Justin, who is the vice president?
The vice president is the United...
yeah, uh-huh. Who's the vice president?
You can't just put someone on a spot like that.
What?
No. It's Joe Biden.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Who went in your
I just didn't
happen.
Know if that was like last 4 years president.
Something does happen when you're put on the spot. It's like every answer in your head goes flying out.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened with these questions.
Okay.
All right.
So what was the first question you asked on the streets?
The first question was...
You forgot.
Yeah, the first question, I actually forgot it. So
I did write it down.
It's just that it was already.
It's gonna be, you're gonna hear it.
You're gonna if you play that. You know what, Trey? If you play like the first like 5 seconds, you'll hear that
this
question.
Never happens with.
I got you. Here you go. Here's the first question.
If 4th of July is celebrated on July 4th, when do we celebrate Independence Day?
That's what it was.
Okay.
All right, Al.
July 4th.
Yes, that's really good.
All right, Jenna, you would have known.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right,
here's what people on the street said.
Yeah.
July 4th.
The 4th of July is celebrated on July 4th. When do we celebrate Independence Day?
June. 30th. It's like June, I know that much.
No, dude.
July 4th.
If 4th of July is celebrated July 4th, when do we celebrate Independence Day?
Same day.
Good.
And 4th of July is Independence
Good
Day.
Good job.
So only one person got it wrong. That's
one
not bad.
One person. And they were like, for real, is this the question?
Maybe he was thinking of Juneteenth, which is also another form of Independence Day.
It was.
That is true, Kelly Raspberry.
Maybe he was thinking when Independence Day, the movie came out.
Right. Justin, what was the second question you
asked? Second question. What's the difference, Big Al, between the Star Spangled Banner and the national anthem?
Is it the same thing? It's the same thing.
Is it?
The same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, Big Al. Good job, Big Al.
Let's see how the people on the streets did.
National anthem is, I guess, it's about the whole world, I guess. And the Star Spangled Banner is just about the U.S.
One's pledging, one's singing.
I don't know the difference. The song is different.
The national anthem. I don't know these questions. I don't know my history.
There's two different songs.
The national anthem is more of a pledge.
The words?
Nothing.
The national anthem is like our actual national anthem. Star Spangled Banner is just like a song to represent our country. It's like fun. Well, aren't they the same thing though? The national anthem and the Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go. Took me a sec.
Oh, Justin with his trickster question.
Well, what's the one that starts off? Oh, beautiful. What is that?
America the Beautiful.
Yeah. America the beautiful. I didn't know the name. Okay.
Yeah, these questions are tricky, Justin.
They are.
Argue should be made the new national anthem because it's easier to sing.
That is true.
I like it more, too.
Yep. These are all questions I asked myself.
Okay. Justin, what's the third question you asked
on the streets? Third question is, JC, Big Al, this question is for you again. In what year was Benjamin Franklin president of the United States?
Benjamin Franklin president.
What?
Big Al.
There we go, Big Al.
This guy over here.
See, people get confused on the year.
Yeah, because he is on the 20, on the 100.
He's on the 100. And that's a big bill to be on. Like, that should be definitely for a president.
Right.
Someone ring the Liberty Bell. Come on, Big Al. You better know it.
Please tell me people on the streets did not think Benjamin was a...
Benjamin Franklin, kids, was never president.
Right.
Let's see. On the $100 bill.
Uh-huh. Let's see if they thought that.
Wow, this is a nice 4th of July question.
Benjamin Franklin?
Doesn't even... Oh, God. This is bad.
Whoa. I don't know.
1872.
Let's try 1956.
1956.
I don't know. You want me to guess, or should I tell you I don't know? Because I don't.
Okay. Guess. Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, my.
1809.
I'm not sure. Like 420?
Can you Google it?
He was never president of the United States.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
There you go, girl.
Like, even the years that we're guessing were a little off.
1956.
Oh, my God.
1956.
Right before Kennedy.
What was it, 400 BC?
Yeah.
420.
Oh, my.
They were good. Good answers. Next question, Big Al.
Yeah, come on.
When did Columbus sail the ocean blue?
1492.
Yes! October... Ding, ding, ding! Let freedom ring, baby. Come on, Big Al.
October 14th?
I think it's October 12th, I think. Yeah.
You know the exact date, Kelly?
October 12th.
Well, I know it's 1492. Yeah, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. But I think it's October 12th.
I think it's October 12th.
It is October 12th.
It is. Right. You know what, Kelly? You get a cookie for extra credit.
Oh, don't hit me.
Okay, can you throw this to Kelly?
Since that happened in 1492, what was that involved in the 4th of
July? Extra credit cookie.
That's just American history.
Just because America was discovered? Okay. Come on. Here is what people on the streets thought.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue in... Something.
I don't know. I think the 1700s. I don't know.
I know. 1947. I don't know.
It was 1864 when Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Now, how do you know?
Because she's in history.
I was in history.
I'm in history.
Nothing.
1792.
1492.
Yeah. Well done. One got it right.
All
right.
There we go.
Question number 5, Justin.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from what country, Big Al?
France in your pants.
Well done, sir. Let's see if people on the streets knew that.
Ooh, France?
I've learned that at school, but I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
France?
France.
A gift from who? God.
France.
Ultimately.
In English. England.
France.
I feel like I know this. I want to say Europe.
The French.
There you go.
Majority got it right. And what was
the last question? The last one was if they can finish the Pledge of Allegiance.
Al, you did that yesterday. Yes, you did.
But there was a word people kept on stumbling over.
There was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
for liberty and justice for all.
Good job. Go.
That is a tough question.
That go. Was.
Indivisible.
Was that one?
Nice job, Justin.
Thank you very much. I came up with all these questions myself because I didn't know the answers to them. I'm not the brightest firework, but I know how to keep it popping.
There you go, Justin. Well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
You have fun on 4th of July. Be safe.
I am.
Make sure you take a lift everywhere.
All right. I'm going to go watch The Purge.
Yeah, you are.
That's very patriotic of you.
Thank you, Justin. So about a month ago or a few weeks ago, a member of Kid Nation let us know that she tried that Ancestry.com DNA kit.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she had found her father, who he was, and had not met him yet. So we said, hey, let us know how it goes.
It's a grown woman. It's not like a little kid.
No, this
is a grown woman.
She's lived her whole life not knowing her biological father. Well, that actually went down.
Yeah.
You met her dad for the first time. You get to hear that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, we have a Kid Nation member update.
Oh, really?
Good. I love those.
Coming live from Daytona.
Oh.
Here's Melanie.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Are there cars out racing out there yet, Melanie?
No, we're watching the parade of haulers go by our camper right now.
Oh,
holler.
I could talk to y'all.
Yay. Now, you're calling to give us a recap on what went down, but real quick, tell us about your story. Because you didn't know your dad.
That's right. When I was born 45 years ago in Jacksonville, Florida, my mom had me moved away to Tennessee. My dad had to go to Vietnam. So when he came back from Vietnam, my mom and grandparents were gone, and he didn't know my name and had no way to find me.
Wow.
And my mom just never really got back in touch with him. I guess she really had no desire to. I really don't know.
What were you told?
I knew very little about him and that he was in the war and he had twin sisters and he has a very common name. I started searching for him when I was 20 years old.
Wow.
And then you were listening to our show one day and you heard us do that thing with Ancestry.com.
Where you spit in a cup.
You spit in a cup, you send in your DNA and they basically somehow match you up with all the whoever has taken a DNA test with Ancestry and then you create a family tree, right?
Yeah, and I did that, and you can download your raw DNA from that website and put it into another website, upload it. And my dad's second cousin found me there.
That's how you found your dad's second cousin.
Because your dad hadn't been on it, but through a second cousin, exactly. There was a connection. That's crazy.
Wow. So you hit up this second cousin, and your second cousin put you in touch with your biological father?
That is right.
Okay.
Wow.
And that's where we dropped off and we talked to you last time. And you were, you had spoken to your father on the phone, right? I believe.
Yes.
And you had set up a meeting, your first ever meeting.
Tuesday, yes.
And the phone conversation went well, obviously.
Oh, my. We've talked every day since.
And had he been looking for you or did he kind of give up?
Yes, but he didn't know what she had named me.
Oh, so he had less to go on.
So he couldn't look her up. Oh, man.
Yeah. I thought in the back of my mind, well, he didn't want me. In the back of his mind, he thought maybe I had been told that he died in the war.
Right.
But it was the most emotional, wonderful meeting. They are wonderful people. His wife, I cannot say enough great things about her because, you know, you could walk into a situation like that and the wife could say, uh-uh.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to change up their dynamic.
So where did y'all actually meet? At his house or?
At his house, because he lives right up the road. He never left the area.
Hold on. Your father was right up the road this whole time?
The whole time.
Wow.
Man. You were kind enough to send us a video of your meeting with your father. Just looking at the pictures, it makes me emotional.
So cute.
Because
your father went all out. Like he.
Hello.
He put the stork on
There's a stork, like, welcome the baby girl on the mailbox. And did they have, like, a baby shower for you, it looks like?
Yeah, it's almost like a baby shower.
That's awesome.
That everywhere. Awesome. Yeah, he put Melanie under the fireplace, her
flag.
Name. And I see that there's a purple heart. Was your father injured in the war?
He was. And before we left, he gave me his dog tag.
Oh.
Because because he said when he was in Vietnam, he prayed every day, please let me get home to my baby girl.
And he finally did.
Right. We have a clip here of Melanie meeting her father for the first time. We're going to play it for you right now.
Okay.
Hi, Melanie.
Finally made it.
What a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, those pretty eyes.
You're just absolutely gorgeous. So I can't get over how tiny you are.
What a compliment. That's his wife right there, Melanie?
Yeah, that's his wife.
Wow.
So it went really well. Better than you hoped?
It was everything and more. It's just a dream come true. And now I honestly understand why my mom did what she did, because I think probably in the back of her mind she was scared because she knew what a good man he was. He probably would have tried to take me from her.
Oh, right. She didn't want to risk it.
She wanted to. Yeah.
So what's the future for you and your new family?
Well, we'll just see what the future holds. He called me last night and we had to leave in his house to come over here to Daytona because we're passionate NASCAR fans and we come here every year. And, you know, right now it's day by day, but we talk every day since we found each other. That's and funny. I don't see that changing.
Who's your NASCAR driver of choice?
Well, mine retired last year.
I'm kind of leaning toward Carl Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Carl. You know, he's nice and fit. But I do like Denny Hamlin, too.
Hamlin's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Hamlin.
So I'm guessing your guy was Jeff Gordon then?
Yes, my guy was Jeff Gordon.
Good old Jeff.
How about Chase Elliott?
I like Chase, but, you know, I got to wait and see. I got to give him a chance.
Yeah.
Got to give him a chance.
How do you know so much about NASCAR, Al?
Dude, I put
He's
the
Googling
N.
It.
I put the N in NASCAR, man.
He's sitting there Googling NASCAR drivers.
He's got to know these things.
Yeah, right.
Melanie, we're so happy that you finally got to meet your father, and thank you for letting us be a part of it.
Oh, y'all, I'm just so excited. I love y'all so much. I feel like I've been through everything with y'all over the years. You know, I just feel like I'm part of the family.
You are.
You are.
You know, when somebody says, oh, I'm going to Dallas, I'm like, oh, I know people in Dallas.
You do. You do know us.
You come by and see us anytime you're in town. Please do. Please do. We'd love to meet you.
I'd love to meet y'all. I want to come to Al's Bar. I don't care what anybody else says. I'm coming to Al's Bar when I come to Dallas.
Well, we'll try to make it happen. And maybe you could bring Pops along, okay?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome. Please do. Come on by.
Bring Dad to the bar.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Melanie. We're so happy for you.
Thank you, JC.
Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the races.
You too. Bye. All right, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how cool.
Man, what a great story.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah.
Because you know how many people search years and years and they never find their parents, and she was able to find them.
Maybe you will, man.
Yeah, we're still looking for my mom, so if you know my mom's mom, let us know.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of response from our first-time meet.
That was something else, man. That was something else.
I'd gotten my mascara just right today, and then you guys had to go and ruin it. But I'm still
sorry.
Love y'all. Great story. That's from Amy. Holding back an ugly cry on my way to work after hearing that story. Amazing. Thank you for having a hand in the story. No, that was all her.
We didn't really do anything.
She just called us. We just wanted to know how it went.
Because we did the spit in the cup thing, she was encouraged to spit in
the cup. That's true. And she shared with me the DNA website she went to, because she said she got the DNA from Ancestry.com.
Right, right,
and
right.
She went to a different website.
Yeah, right. To do more in-depth.
Right. And since I've had I've hit a lot of walls with trying to find my mom's parents.
Right.
I'm going to try that website, because she did the DNA, too. So she hooked me up. So maybe she returned the favor.
You know what? I feel like all we do is slap our gums for a living.
Yeah.
We really do that. But I love to hear from people that say, you know, because of you, this happened.
Blah, 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 blah.
Even though ultimately we didn't make her meet her father, but we at least had a little hand in it. I love knowing that.
We had that bit. Man, we'll bring it back when we get back from vacation because of you.
Because of us. Yeah.
Because of us.
Yeah, remember we had the Kelly Clarkson thing? We did it a couple times. We'll bring it back. Maybe we'll do it once a month.
It makes me feel better about what I do for a living.
Yeah, right.
You just want to.
Sometimes I'm like, what am I doing?
Validates us a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
We want a little of this.
Why not?
A little tooting, why not?
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's play a fun game now. You ready?
Yeah.
Match Game has made its way back to TV. Watched it last night, the rerun. What, Al?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
And I know what he's doing. And it's a little edgy on TV, so we do the family-friendly version on our show. match came.
So filthy now. It's ridiculous.
I would like to introduce our host, Nick Adams.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, now.
Okay, so the game is simple. I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it, and everyone has to fill in the blank.
Okay.
And we have a special guest in studio to play with us.
Who is this?
Hello, Lana.
Hi.
Hi.
All the way from?
Dubai.
Dubai, Felicia.
Hey.
Nobody's from Dubai.
Well, she lived out there.
I lived there.
She lived out there.
How is living
in
Dubai?
I'm obsessed with you, by the way.
With me? You're obsessed.
Jenna dropped her pen when she said that.
Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. I see you at Equinox.
Oh, my God. Not in a stalker way, though, but, like, I literally am like, this is my favorite person.
Jenna.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
I talked to her.
You said hello.
I talked to her, and she goes, I hit her up on Twitter, and she liked it. Do you think she'll remember?
Of course I do. No, being totally real, I don't. But don't be weird. Come say
hi
at the
gym. I know my friends are always telling me you're so weird. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do.
Just say hello. Thank you.
So you've been listening to the show for a long time.
Yes, we used to listen to it in Dubai. My mom used to put it on 5 p.m. our time. Y'all would be waking up and, like, she'd put it on and we'd listen to 106.1.
Wow. We could have hung out when I was there.
Shout out in Dubai.
Hold on. So you're telling us that our show works an afternoon drive.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. How about that, George?
Hi, George.
I didn't know we were on in Dubai.
We could be doing this thing at 5 in the afternoon, man.
You telling us we're waking up early for no dang reason?
Come on, George. All right.
We're done ranting.
Yes.
Done ranting. And you didn't know what we looked like.
No, I didn't.
You never went online?
No. I don't know. I just didn't.
I feel like...
Wait, you listened online, but you never looked
online. It's sort of like why you don't go to Reality Steve to get the Bachelor spoilers.
For the spoilers.
She didn't want it spoiled. She had the image in her head.
Well, now it's spoiled because you saw us in person.
I did, but I like it. Like,
Which one of us is the biggest disappointment now that you've seen?
Like, the biggest difference.
I don't know. You look really different.
Me, JC.
Yes, JC.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be tatted.
Oh, you don't like tattoos?
No, I thought that I don't like them. I just thought you were going to be tatted.
Yeah, I'm tatted. I'm tatted, girl. So you're disappointed in my ink.
We all are.
You just look different.
Disappointed.
So are you just you're just visiting home right now, and then you're going back to Dubai?
Well, I go to SMU for a year,
uh-huh.
And so that's why I'm here.
Perfect.
Basically.
So you're going to be playing match game here. Al, tell her what she's playing for.
She's playing for absolutely nothing.
Hey.
But maybe a few bonus points.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You just go to the website, cash them in, and get whatever you want.
Well, she didn't go online, JC.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give her a reason to go online.
Okay.
Nicholas, are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready to go. But before we play, we need to meet our celebrity panel.
Oh, sure.
Let's say hello to Jenna.
Hey, 10 shades darker, but I'm here.
Yeah, LaQuisha over there.
I'm from Vicky.
Hello, JC.
Hola, ¿cómo están? No me gustan las paredes.
Mm-hmm. Kelly?
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. And Big Al Mac.
The 4th of July is not for slackers. It's more for barbecue, fire, and crackers. Thank you, Chuck.
Okay. I forgot to write that. That's what he was writing.
So, again, I'm going to read a statement that has a blank in it. Mm-hmm. You just got to fill in the blank. Write your answer down. Don't say it out loud.
Got it.
And when you have your answer, say the word ding.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. First, all we know about Jenna's new gym boyfriend is that his favorite song to work out to is blank.
Oh. Oh.
All we know about Jenna's new pretend gym boyfriend.
This is going to be my ding.
His Hello, favorite Alan. Song to work out to is blank.
Ding.
Change my answer.
Ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
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 Everybody
okay,
ding.
I think we're good. So, Lana, let's go to you first. What is Jenna's gym boyfriend's favorite song to work out to?
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Oh my God.
Well done. Well
good
done.
Answer.
That's
let's go to
that's a good one.
Let's go to JC first. What do you think the song is?
I said it's raining men, Chuck. Raining men.
No match. Yeah. No match. Kelly, what's the song?
I said Jenna's gym boyfriend works out to the song Gone. Gone.
I like your headset, Kelly.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Gone.
Because
he's never there.
Yeah.
He's gone. Get it?
Girlie gone.
Big Al, what's
yes,
the song?
Repeat the question, please.
We don't know much about Jenna's new gym boyfriend, but his favorite song to work out to is?
Bean Pie, Chuck.
Always.
Bean Pie. Always Bean Pie.
Yeah. You know that famous song, Bean Pie.
You're always guaranteed one match if you go with Bean Pie.
Yeah. So far, no matches. Jenna, let's go to you. What's his favorite song to work out to?
Since I know nothing about him and I don't even remember his name anymore. Kelly and I are on the same page. I said, cold as ice.
Ooh.
That's right.
That was a tough one. No matches.
He's gone.
No match.
No, no matches, but that's no.
Sorry, Lana.
Atlanta.
Yeah, sorry, opposite okay. of hot.
We have three more questions.
Lana was,
three more.
Lana was hoping to match every question with Jenna.
I really was.
All right, I'm gonna try and think how she thinks.
Don't copy.
Yeah.
Okay, so JC has realized he is never going to meet Eminem. Oh. So he found a new celebrity to obsess over who's handsome, talented, funny, rich, and can rap. The obvious choice for JC's new favorite celebrity obsession is...
What a long question.
Blank.
All right.
I'm JC, and I can't even answer that.
Who is JC's favorite? New celebrity say,
oh, I know.
Obsession?
That can
I
rap?
Who. Yeah, if you know
can
me,
rap.
This is my dude
he's
right
handsome,
here.
Can he's talented.
Rap? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's funny.
Ding.
Ding.
What's that?
Ding.
I kept it real on this one.
Okay. Okay, so JC has realized he's never going to meet Eminem, so he found a new celebrity to obsess over.
Got ding.
He's handsome, talented, funny, rich, and can rap. The obvious choice is, let's go to Jenna.
Do her first.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, Lana, what's your answer? My bad.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
Justin
Timberlake. That's a good answer, Lana. Good answer.
Very good answer.
Okay. Let's move on to Jenna.
He's all of those things.
Can you read that again, please?
Sure.
Lord.
By the way, on the actual show, they boo bad answers, so it's okay to boo.
My answer goes better with him reading it again.
Okay.
They're so long.
Okay, so the new celebrity JC has found to obsess over is rich, handsome, talented, he's funny, and he can rap. The obvious choice is...
himself!
Yeah. Good answer, Jenna! Good answer!
Good answer.
That's a good answer.
You see, it goes better when you read it
again.
Let's go to our next celebrity, Kelly. Who's JC's new celebrity obsession?
I said that guy from Scream Queens who's blossoming. I couldn't remember his name.
Glenn Powell.
I couldn't remember his name. I just drew a blank.
And you know what? Glenn can definitely rap.
Oh, yeah. I knew who I was talking about. I just couldn't remember his name.
Yeah. Remember he rapped Rapper's Delight Without?
He did. He did.
Very good. Did he do any rapping at his family's ranch when he spent the night?
Yeah, we did.
There?
We rapped together.
And cuddled.
All right. Big Al, who's JC's new celebrity crush?
From yesterday's show, G-Eazy, Chuck.
Well, that is at least
he's
current.
Yeah.
That is a G-Eazy answer.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, JC, who is your new celebrity crush?
This is a truthful answer. I'm really into Lil Dicky.
Who's Lil Dicky?
He is great. He's great, and Jenna
who
can make a
Lil
meeting
Dicky?
Happen.
Maybe.
Lil Dicky. Go look up Lil Dicky freestyling.
Tell me one thing he raps.
I watch his freestyles.
Who is he?
He's a rapper.
He's a legit rapper with
looks,
a record contract.
He kind of looks like Elliot, you know what I mean?
Is he like a YouTube guy?
No, big time now.
He's big time.
But
I've never heard of this.
Say it up, money.
The kids like him.
Don't put
he's a
Lil
tall,
Dicky
white, Jewish man. I believe that he's Jewish, and he raps. He's very
Yeah, and he does
smart.
Commercials for people to use protection. So he's all about being good.
Okay.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Yeah.
Well, so far, no matches, Lana. Let's see what we can do on this next
Perfect
one.
Name for that endorsement. Yeah.
What?
Okay, so Kelly went to the sushi restaurant, but she couldn't figure out how to use the chopsticks. So Kelly reached in her purse and pulled out blank to eat with.
Say that again.
Kelly went to a sushi restaurant, but she couldn't figure out how to use the chopsticks.
Uh-huh.
So Kelly reached in her purse and pulled out blank to eat with.
Okay. Ding.
Ding.
I mean, it's not funny. Ding. I don't know what else to say.
Ding.
Ding.
Okay.
Let me change it to something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody dinged in.
Let's go to Lana. Kelly went to the sushi restaurant but couldn't figure out how to use the chopsticks. So Kelly reached in her purse and pulled out what?
Come on, Lana.
Oh, my God. This is really bad. Her hairbrush.
Her hairbrush.
I don't know.
Disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah.
She listened.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenna, what did Kelly use to eat sushi with?
Kelly used her handy Target 5% off card.
Dang it, that's way funnier.
Yeah, skip it in my mouth.
She gets so excited about 5%
off.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a great one.
That's not funny.
JC, what did Kelly use at the restaurant to eat sushi with?
Alan's magic wand.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Chuck?
Oh, so far, no matches.
Oh, that's bad too, JC.
I just said a little shovel. It didn't matter. You don't
a little shovel?
I said a fork. I was like, well, that's not funny.
You have a little shovel?
I don't know.
Man, this show needs a vacation.
A little shovel.
This show needs a vacation.
I don't know. I'm trying to be funny. I don't know what to say to that. The obvious answer is fork.
Or spork. Or
forklift.
Big Al, what do you think? What did Kelly use to eat sushi?
A sausage stick.
Yeah.
A sausage.
Is that jerky?
Yeah. I need vacation. Yeah.
So far, zero matches for Lana. Oh, here's the last question.
Lana needs a match.
First time I've heard that expression. Yeah. Sausage.
Come on, Lana, you got this.
Last question for the match game. Big Al, he has been so sad since Dr. Girlfriend moved to Detroit. Yep. He wasn't even happy when he got a knock on the door and blank was standing there.
Dang.
Dang.
He wasn't even happy when blank was standing on the other side of his door.
It's very obvious.
Don't go obvious.
This is the what? No, I'm going obvious. Or did I?
All right, ding.
Okay.
Come on, Al.
Okay.
Man, Al, just put something down.
It's going to be payday by the next time.
Okay, go.
Gut instinct.
Ding.
Okay.
Ding.
Lana, are you ready?
I know. Oh, that's a hard one.
Do you want a ding?
Ding.
Okay, ding. Okay, let's see what we got. Big Al has been so sad since Dr. Girlfriend moved to Detroit, he wasn't even happy when he got a knock on the door and blank was standing there. Who was standing there?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban. Oh, that's his buddy.
That'd be exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jenna. Who's standing on the other side of Al's door?
Millie Jackson.
That was good. That was good.
I couldn't think of her name for a second.
Millie Jackson.
JC, who is on the other side of Al's door?
I went with the obvious. Dr. Girlfriend.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Okay.
Wait.
He was happy she's gone, and he's not happy that now that
like
she's
she
back.
Did, like she showed up.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. All right, Kelly?
I said Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo.
I'd be excited about that.
So far, no matches. Big Al, who's on the other side of your door?
A new 14-year-old baby that he didn't know about.
All right, that's character defining at
least.
A new 14.
Wait, hold on. Is this how Al's revealing he has another child?
It'd
be way more dramatic than that.
Uh-oh. Yeah. We usually use this game to reveal things.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we had no matches.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lana.
But what a joy to have played with us, right?
Yeah, I really had fun. Thank you.
You got to stand next to Jenna.
I know. Dream come true right now.
It was great to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Orange, you glad you got to stand next to her?
I see what you did. I see what you did.
Jenna got a tan.
Yeah, way tan.
I'm not orange.
I know.
No, you're...
The shade's called Catalina. It's brown.
Jenna...
No, that's brown.
Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah, you like from the motherland.
Janine had to get a color darker than Al's makeup.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're darker than Al?
Dude,
right now? Wow.
Dude, seriously. She's over there dark.
I felt dark because I was using Jenna's color.
Guys, after 3 showers, I'll be the perfect shade.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're over there looking like Gabrielle.
Jenna gets the tan, right? Gabrielle
Union?
Yeah, no, other girl.
Sidibe?
Yeah.
Gabby Sidibe?
Really, Al?
Dark skin.
All right. Yeah. Show up his I don't know.
How did you do that?
I'm just going to let that
she
go.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Boy, are we excited.
Oh,
we are.
You are especially excited.
I am especially excited because we have a lot in common. I was called Bridget by some bullies in high school. She played Bridget.
No, this is what you...
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
This is what you and Blake Lively have in common. You are both in love with her husband.
She won, though. She won. Blake Lively's on the phone.
Can we find out? Why were you called Bridget? I can't believe you
right?
skimmed over that so quickly.
You know what, Blake? I have no idea why these guys called me Bridget, but one day they just started calling me Bridget, and they saw that it made me mad, so they just continuously did it.
Wow, that's interesting. And everybody there knows you so well, they didn't even question it, which is the concerning part.
Yeah,
we've heard it a lot.
We've heard it a lot. It was a mean nickname. Did people call you anything mean growing up?
Yeah, when I was in fifth grade, they started calling me an ostrich for some reason, which I didn't really understand. At the time, I understand a little bit more now when I look at pictures of me in fifth grade.
You have a long neck?
Ostrich.
Get hit in the sand a lot?
Very tall. I was a little too tall.
What are you, like 5'10"?
Yeah, yep.
How tall is Ryan?
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
The first of many Ryan questions.
I'm on, like, eHarmony with you to see if we're a date match for you. He's about 6'3", so I can wear my highest heels with him, which is very nice.
Does that make him more dreamy to you now, JC?
See, you guys are making it way worse. Blake's going to think that I'm full on.
You are.
No, I didn't expect him to be that tall. That's something I did not know
about.
Well,
that is kind of a pleasant...
Yeah, he's the only guy I know of that I know that lies about his height the other way. He's like, I'm like, I don't know, just over 6 feet.
The Shallows. Jenna watched it.
Yes,
loved
Blake,
it.
you look very thin and small next to the giant shark.
Oh, great. Yeah, I know. The shark is like, I was saying to him, they told Jimmy Fallon, I said, he's like the Ron Jeremy of sharks. I don't know where they thought they saw the great white that big. But this thing is massive. It makes me look tiny.
Like, this is great because this is one of these kinds of movies, you know, when I'm sitting in the audience watching, you can't help as an audience member but to put yourself in your character's shoes. So, you know, the whole movie, you're like, what would I do? How do you think in real life Blake Lively would fare if you were, like, caught surfing out like that and that situation really happened?
Well, you know, that's the thing about this movie is that great white shark, I mean, if great white sharks really behave like this, it would be total world domination. So, you know, he's definitely a movie villain. So I actually think you'd be all right. I mean, I went diving with great white sharks in a cage, and it was really cool to observe them in their natural habitat, and they're not these big scary monsters with scary music and blood and on their teeth, but they're these really awesome creatures. That said, would I want to be surfing alone at dusk on the feeding grounds on a dead whale carcass with a great white shark around? No way.
Probably not the smartest thing.
I would hope I'm a medical student like my character Nancy, who is able to be very resourceful thanks to that.
Yeah.
And some other things.
Yeah, you were like the female Bear Grylls out there.
Right.
Did anyone ever shark prank you on set? Because, I mean, I'm sure they had that area. I mean, I don't know if it was just water set or actual ocean, but did anyone ever prank each other with a shark or scream shark?
No, you know, there were no shark pranks because, you know, when you're shooting in the ocean, that's actually, the shark is the least scary part. You've got these massive waves. You've got scratchy coral. You've actually got jellyfish. You know, you're shooting underwater. There's somebody, the guy who's playing the shark, yes, there would be a guy playing the shark like when I needed to be yanked off my board. There's no way to yank yourself off of a board by your foot and pull yourself under, you know, so there's a guy who's actually pulling me off and holding me under, and it's all one shot. And that was the complicated thing, is that sometimes he didn't know if I was thrashing because I'm acting and thrashing to get to the surface as he pulled me lower, or if I'm actually out of oxygen.
Yeah.
And there are times when you see panic in the movie, that's not good acting. That's true sheer panic.
It's you needing a breath.
Yeah. And then I read that you really did get like a bloody nose, and they left it in the movie because you couldn't fake that.
Oh yeah. This buoy crashes down. And again, it's one big long shot from me being above it to under it, and we're in this giant 4-foot waves, and the buoy is moving itself, and I couldn't really see what I was doing, and I don't know, I thought it was Han Solo, I guess. But, so I decided I was doing this myself, and I pulled myself up right into the buoy like a dum-dum. I mean, I just pulled with all my force my face directly into the side of it and came up, and I thought, either I'm going to pass out or I'm going to have an awesome badass moment, or a word I just learned. I think it's a social media word. Ham, hard as a mother.
Yeah, you're a ham.
So I'm either gonna have a very ham moment, or I'm gonna pass out. And you know, my face is gonna look like a Picasso, just all like cubist with broken nose smeared across. But luckily, I was okay. I just had a bloody nose, and it's in the movie. And you know, I really wish they like put a disclaimer up in the movie, like, this is real. I'd be so proud.
Everybody is loving this movie. I mean, it did really well its first week out, and I think word of mouth is gonna make it even do better the holiday weekend ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been excited. You know, it's one of those movies that, like you said, it's so much fun to watch because you can't help but put yourself in that situation. And it's something that it's a survival story. It's so primal. Everyone can relate to it. And it's, you know, there's all these like big, great, heroic, high concept films out there. But this is like a very basic human story of survival. And it's sexy and it's summery. And it's, you know, it's something that, like, I think this sounds hokey, like a cheesy ad, but if anybody of any age or, you know, any geographical location can relate to, like, you know, predator versus predator survival. And so I think that's why people really liked it. That's why I liked it. That's why I wanted to do it. So it's cool to see, you know, that people have been responding to it well.
You know what I just realized? Because your husband did a movie where he was alone in that box in the entire film.
Yeah.
So did you talk to him about...
By that box, you mean a coffin.
A coffin. Yes, I know. Sorry. Yeah, but now I just put that together. Did you talk to him? Since you're basically alone in this entire movie as well. Like, how, you know, about acting totally solo for 90 minutes?
You know, it's something that's challenging and fun. And to do a survival story like that, you know, it's something that I think everybody kind of wants to take on that isolation challenge.
Blake, are you on a play date right now?
I know. I'm actually at a park right now.
Really?
I want to hear all these kids. It sounds great.
It sounds so hold awesome. On.
Blake, did you Lively. Really hear that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
That's my niece, Grace Kelly, back there counting and doing backflips.
I read a story in Vogue that your mom brought home a child from a yard sale one time. Is this true?
Oh, yeah. Oh, unfortunately, it's true. That's my origin story. No, that's not me, but I don't think. they still haven't admitted it if it was me. Yeah, my mom, I think this teenage kid was babysitting and was not feeling like babysitting because she told my mom that she was the mother and that she didn't want the kid. And the kid was, like, sitting outside in the snow. Oh. So she was like, okay, well, no. I'll take the baby. Let me have the baby. It was a very young baby, so she brought it home to my dad. And my dad's like, it doesn't work that way. You have to go the proper steps. We're going to be arrested. And my mom didn't even know. She has a terrible sense of direction. She didn't know where she got the kid. It was snowing. So they found the house, luckily, and the grandmother was so relieved to have the baby back. So that was a prank.
Did they give her money back?
But my mom. I think she paid. But you know, my mom is the one. She's like, she loves kids and babies more than anything. She's
so
like Willy
sweet.
Wonka. She's you see a dog or a child around my mom, and it's like, you know, it's amazing.
She takes them in.
they really love
you. Inherited it too, it appears, right?
So I like dogs and babies, and they like me, but
You know what else you like, and you have this in common with Kelly Raspberry. You like that show Fixer Upper, Blake?
I love all those shows.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't?
I know. This relationship goals. Chip and Joanna.
everything goals. Oh, their family, their life. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm so obsessed with them. I can't stand it.
Do you ever want to, like, reach out to, like, Chip and Joanna and be like, hey, do you guys want to come over and, like, become best friends? Do you ever do that?
Why do you assume that I haven't done that? It was the first thing that we did. That's why we started social media. No, my husband and I realized the power of social media. We were like, if we tweet them, do they respond? Is that kind of like emailing them but cheating? Because then it's like a public email. And sure enough, we were able to track them down, and I don't know, I just found some weird excuse. I was like, Joanna, I need to call you to talk to you about a future idea. just get her on the phone.
Oh,
and,
so cool.
And so, yeah, we text every now and then, and every time we text, I take a screen grab that it says, text message, Joanna Gaines, and I just, like, save a photo. Like,
wow.
Like, total psychopath.
So
yeah,
it does work.
That's the perk of being a celebrity.
Yeah,
yeah. Right.
But again, stars, they're just like
us, honestly,
Kelly.
That's what's amazing about Chip and Joanna Gaines. I swear, if somebody else like tweeted them, they would. They're just like such people. Wait,
people.
That's weird to pluralize, right?
Right. Yeah.
My dad's an English professor. I'm not going to do this on air. But the plural version of that, I swear that they would be like, yeah, come on over. They're just like. You know,
I'm going to try it.
Who they are.
Now, I'm going to need you to look at your Twitter in about 15 minutes, Blake, because I'm going to invite you on a play date.
For Ryan.
Well, I definitely have warnings against you. So it doesn't.
Yes,
it doesn't,
that's right.
You need to.
You should.
You need to.
Sorry, JC.
It's just his dream to work out with Ryan. I think he's had this job for years, and that's his number one dream. So I'm just going to put it out there for him. look kind of alike.
Well, maybe when Deadpool 2 comes around.
Oh, by the way, that movie was great.
But
this is all about you, Blake Lively. Make sure you check out The Shallows. It's in theaters right now. It's a great movie. Rotten Tomatoes is giving it awesome reviews.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. It's the best shark movie. I mean, they're saying since Jaws, and the special effects are incredible. Wow. I loved it. It was scary.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for seeing it. Thank you guys for sharing it, because it's a movie we're all proud of.
All right. Great. Be careful out there at the playground. No running.
Thank you.
Right? No sharks.
We'll see you at our play
date. Take care.
Right, bye. Bye. Blake.
So I basically ruined my chances at being friends with Ryan
you
Reynolds.
Yeah, I was trying to make it better.
I know, but I suck, guys.
I didn't think you sucked.
You didn't go over the top.
But you know what? Like, I'm not nervous to talk to her like I'd be nervous to talk to some. You just kind of blank out when you are wanting to impress or be friends with someone.
Right.
She definitely got the I'm a creepy factor.
Probably so. I got it.
I like it.
Her.
It's less threatening than being sleazy on her.
I'm still going to try to invite her on a play date. Think it'll work?
Nope.
No.
That's why I was taking the workout angle. I think you have a better chance of that.
Good throw in there, Jenna. Good throw.
Trying to be nice.
She said
good
no.
wingman, yeah.
Well, and moving on to our favorite segment on Fridays, it's time for Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
I feel good.
I got really close to maybe possibly working out with Ryan Reynolds.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.